I have a very pleasant duty together with academician Kirill Buyanov. We receive an order from the president of the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences, which is connected with Plamen Netkov. I'll read the document and afterwards I'll translate it. But I'll read it in Bulgarian because this is a law that this document have to be written in original language. Българска академия на науките. Грамота награждава господин Пламен Нетков с отличието знак на президента на Българската академия на науките за неговите дългогодишен принос в развитието на международните връзки на БАН и по случай на неговата 60 годишнина. This is Bulgarian Academy of Sciences awarded Plamen Netkov with the highest sign for recognition of the president of the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences for his long years devoted to development of the partnership with the other countries in the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences and in connection with his 60 years. This year he will complete 6 years, you may believe or not, but it is a fact. Please. And the sign is a sign. This is the sign. And I would like to present it to you. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't have it.
You have time.
Thank you. Balint, if you will allow me to say a few words. Thank you.
You can imagine that it is a very moving moment for me. Both I'm a bit sorry that I will be 60 years old at the end of October. On the other hand, I'm so happy that the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences and the president of the Academy has recognized my contributions. And I would like to tell you just a few words. It's a long story, but I started at the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences in 1982. And I was a young specialist just out of university coming. And I was given a field which was very interesting. It was international corporations, international scientific projects, research and development with international organizations like UNESCO, IFED, ICSU, and many others. And at that time there was a very energetic vice president of the Bulgarian Academy and secretary general of the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences, who had also a great appetite for international projects and international cooperation. So through the years we developed excellent partnership and we were successful on a number, I say, academic fronts into ICSU, UNESCO, IFID, and many others. At the same time, he was kind to introduce me to the scene of mathematicians and informaticians, among them academician Kirill Buyanov, with whom we have remained in contact for many years. So my work for the Academy directly went until 1994. But it didn't stop there. In 1994, I was invited by the Norwegian president of the IFIP, International Federation for Information Processing, to take part in the negotiations of IFIP with the government of Austria for settling the IFIP secretariat in Luxembourg. So I had that responsibility. I became head of the secretariat, executive director of IFIP for many years. And further on, this story goes into IT Star, where I think I mentioned in Porto Roche, we established this organization, and it continues now. So for all those years, indeed, I was away from the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences, but I was in constant touch, and I'm glad that the Academy has responded many times to take part into various events and to support activities, of course, of IFIP, of course, of IT Star, but also other projects. And I take this moment to thank again, personally, Academician Sandoff, and to thank the Academy and its president for thinking of me. Thank you very much.